Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to the Court Case Podcast with me, your host, James.
And I'm Sweet Tea. What's up, guys? We've got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about that battle of the Joshes and see what happened there.
That battle there.
Yeah, the big one. We're going to talk about what's going on in India. You're not going to believe what happens when this girl gets horny. Not my co-host, this girl on Courting with James. All of that is coming right after this.
That's the first I've heard of these stories. What a great tease.
I know. It's because you just came over here from your day out. So I've been prepping the show and I've decided not to tell you anything.
I know.
But we've got some
this
cool
stuff.
This
is what stuff. I've got to put up with.
Well, you've got a busy life at the moment, haven't you? You've got a second job.
So don't go telling the world. Oh, he did.
No, we won't say what it is.
Yeah.
Will we?
Yeah.
Train driver.
This girl's very tired.
Yeah.
I got dragged in here. I don't want to do it. Jokes.
It's okay. It's just an hour.
It's just an hour of my day.
Yeah.
I don't have.
Next week we've got the next week we've got the big interview. Jeffrey Deskovic.
We do.
Exonerated prisoner.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I know. He recently changed. We were supposed to be doing it today on today's recording day, but he changed it.
He did. He switched up the situation for us. But
I know.
It works out better, to be fair.
Yeah, no, it's not too bad. It's not too bad because I've found us some really good stories today. And I did want to talk about the Josh one because I think that's great. But one right out of the gate, one that I didn't even tease. Do you want to hear this one? Ready?
Go on.
So you know they got greyhound racing. You got horse racing, but you can also have dog racing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My granddad enjoys going to the dog races. So there was a greyhound race. Dog won it, obviously. Nothing else is racing in that race. Dog wins it and then tests positive for meth.
What?
The dog.
How the fuck?
Winning greyhound tests positive for meth after winning dog race.
So he was obviously high and that's how he won. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. A dog trainer is in the dog house, haha, with authorities in New Zealand. After her prize-winning greyhound tested positive for methamphetamine following a race.
That's the theme at the moment, methamphetamine.
What?
Meth is a theme at the moment.
Meth is a theme, yes.
What's the long word?
Methamphetamine. Methamphetamine.
Methamphetamine.
There you go. You got there eventually.
Fuck's sake.
So what do you reckon the name of the dog is?
Is it a girl?
It is a girl dog.
Is it beginning with an L?
Nope.
T?
Nope.
G.
Okay, don't go through the whole alphabet.
Okay, well tell me what it begins with, bitch.
It begins with a Z.
Oh.
Shall I just tell you?
Xander.
No. The dog is called Zipping Sarah.
Oh, I would never have fucking guessed that, would I?
Yeah, no, that's why I asked. Right, raced to first place finish at a track in Christchurch last November in what authorities say was a meth-fueled performance. Urine tests after the race showed that Zapping Sarah had methamphetamine and amphetamine in her system. So funny that they give these dog athletes the same drug treatment as other athletes. Zipping Sarah's team was immediately disqualified and denied the $4,000 in prize money for winning. So the name of the trainer is Angela Helen Turnwald, and she's pleaded guilty to failing to produce a substance-free dog for the race. She was fined $3,500 and banned from the sport for 4 months. So she could have won $4,000. Instead, she was fined $3,500. So almost the full prize money amount.
And she can come back in 4 months to try again.
Yeah, she's banned for 4 months. So authorities aren't sure how Zipping Sarah got the meth in her system. I assume it's from her bloody, you know...
Well, they just would have put it in a dog kibble. Food or something.
Yeah. What dog food do you give your dog?
Dog food?
Yeah, but, you know, I assume there's a brand.
I don't fucking know. Oh. It's just like biscuits and meat, isn't it?
Fair enough. The incident sparked anger among animal rights groups in New Zealand. Giving a dog methamphetamine to improve their race performance is depraved, said Will Appleby.
It's animal cruelty.
I mean, it is.
It is, yeah. Animal cruelty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a reality in greyhound racing in New Zealand. Oh, apparently it's a reality. So apparently she's not the only.
Do you think the greyhound felt peer pressured into taking it?
From the other greyhounds?
Yeah, I mean, like, no, not from the other greyhound. From the bloody owner. She's probably getting on it. She's like, do you want some, Sarah? Do you want some Zipping Sarah?
No wonder she's called Zipping Sarah. All over the bloody place. So apparently they're now, after that, they're going to do a sweeping review of the country's greyhound industry. Wow. So that's what you get.
Look at that.
Mm.
I don't really know what the end verdict is here, but bad, bad, bad Zipping Sarah.
Look, if you've got a dog, don't give it meth.
Okay, yeah, that's
our
verdict. Court case
at the
verdict.
End of that.
Yeah, don't give dogs meth.
Right, yeah. Let's talk about Josh.
Who the fuck is Josh?
Right, so let me paint a picture for you.
No, thank you. You're not very good at painting.
No, as in the story. Oh. Thank you for the fantastic joke. So basically, it's lockdown last year, okay? And there's a guy called Josh. And
oh, I know about this. They fight for their name.
Yes, 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 yes. But for our listeners at home that don't know what we're talking about,
he's going to have to explain the whole story.
Yeah, so last April, Arizona student Josh Swain, he was 22, he jokingly messaged dozens of people on Facebook that shared the same name as him.
Like in a group chat?
Yeah, he made a group chat full of other Joshes, and he basically said, this day in 2021, we're all going to fight. Whoever wins gets to keep the name Josh. Whoever loses has to change their name.
That stupid.
I know, stupid, but it went viral. And a year later, dozens of people called Josh arrived in the coordinates that he put in the message, which led to Lincoln, Nebraska, to battle for the popular name. The event began with an epic contest of rock, paper, scissors between organizer Josh Swain and another Josh Swain from Omaha.
Oh my God, there was two.
Yeah.
No way.
So there was loads of Joshes at the event, but there are only two Josh Swains. So, and I believe the organizer, Josh Swain, he won that rock, paper, scissors.
Well, good for him.
Yeah. The Arizona Josh won that contest. The subsequent, so basically what they then got is, you know, when you go swimming, you get those pool noodles, those floaty things. Basically, when they organized it, they said, we're fighting with those. So you've got to bring loads of swimming pool noodles. So
that is great. So I'm glad it wasn't like ridiculously violent.
Yeah, yeah. So they were like, the subsequent pool noodle fight was open to anyone with the first name Josh. Dozens of Joshes, some wearing Spider-Man costumes and others in Jedi robes, tried to hit one another with the noodles as a large crowd of cheering supporters looked on.
Brilliant.
And it has, to be honest, one of the reasons that I wanted to talk about it was it has a very, very wholesome ending.
It does,
not only is it a stupid meme that's, you know, brought some laughter to us all in the, you know, what else is it? It's a dark time. But 4-year-old Josh Vincent Jr., nicknamed Little Josh, was crowned the winner.
Aww.
So he gets to keep the name Josh. He received a Burger King crown, a champion's belt, and a small trophy. From the start, it was a spectacle, someone said. I would describe it as an internet meme come to life.
Mm.
The event also sparked, which was really nice as well, a charity fundraising drive, which raised over $8,000 for a local children's hospital.
Oh, that's good. Mm. I'm glad that it had a good, like, ending. And
it's
good
all
cause.
Positives.
Yeah,
to
no,
be
it
honest.
Is. Except they're probably all now going to be positive for COVID.
Yeah, hopefully not. The idea for the event began in April 2020. From a spell of pandemic boredom, but and then it came into this viral sensation.
Could you imagine? They wouldn't have to have that awkward conversation of, hi, my name's Josh, because everyone there is a Josh.
It's a Josh. Well, apparently, obviously, there were loads of spectators. Apparently, it was something like 1,000 people.
Probably
turned
their girlfriends and stuff and husbands, etc., because they're all going to be different ages.
Yeah, I thought it was something like 950 spectators and about 300 Joshes or something like that.
Oh, okay. So there's more spectators than...
Yeah.
That is great.
Because they obviously all just brought their families and stuff.
That's so funny.
But I just think that's hilarious. It's hilarious.
It is quite funny.
But I don't know any... Do I have any close Joshes?
I didn't have any close Joshes.
No.
I've never known anyone really called Josh.
Oh, there's some people at school called Josh. Drake and Josh. Great show. I don't think he was there. He should have gone because his name is Josh Peck in real life.
Yeah.
He should have turned up. That would have been great.
Maybe he did. But how do we not know?
Yeah, I know. I feel like it would have been... Someone would have said somewhere.
True.
If they'd done it. But have you heard any good? Before I rattle my stories off at you, have you heard anything good over the past? Any news or any interesting news or anything over the past like week or so?
Not really.
Not really. Your life's just, you know, just boring, monotonous, same old, is it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure thing. Let's roast me.
No, I didn't mean to roast you.
No, it's okay. Yeah. It's understandable, James.
I don't want to be the only one.
Bring in
the stories, okay? You know, you're here too.
I am here too. I just I don't really check out the news as much as you. You have a Reddit account and you're obsessed with Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to stay off the social media grind. So.
Well, I'm off. Well, I don't go on Twitter as much now. Like,
yeah.
Mainly because...
These white men are dangerous.
But also because it's just a toxic place.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly that. Exactly that.
I was sent a video the other day, right, and I took a soundbite from it because I just figured it was so hilarious, but I can't think of when to bring it up in conversation. It was basically, there's this, it was a video from a couple years ago, and it's this American preacher, pastor, and he is convinced that, like, he's really obsessed with semen. Like, he's convinced that, you know, homosexuality, you know, is like a choice and like it's semen. And he's convinced that places like Starbucks and Costa are putting semen in their drinks.
Why the hell would they do that?
I don't know. But it's this weird conspiracy theory thing,
okay,
to the point where his own church are telling him you need to stop talking about semen as much.
Yeah, he seems a bit obsessed
with
it.
Yeah, and basically he went on this news show and was talking about it, and he was trying to convince people about why so many people were obsessed with semen. He just says this. Oh, where's it gone? No, my sound.
A number of people think that drinking semen is a good idea.
Oh my God.
But it's not a good idea, is it?
No.
No, but anyway, no one believes.
I mean, well, it's like
about
spit or swallow, isn't it? So it kind of is a drink for most girls or guys.
Yeah, he's saying that, you know, the homosexuals, they like to, you know, drink their semen, and they, you know, think it's some sort of drug, and, you know, he's serving the devil by drinking his semen.
Right.
A lot of people think drinking semen is a good idea.
A number of people think that drinking semen is a good idea.
What a great voice he's got.
I know.
That is amazing.
And he's like, a lot of people think it's really nice. It's so funny.
That's amazing.
But
it's meant to be really good to, like, give you clear skin, apparently.
That was it as well. Oh my God, I need to tell you about this. There's this YouTuber called Connor Murphy.
Right.
You might have heard of him. I've shown you a H3 video where they take the piss out of him. He basically used to do these videos where he's a gym freak.
Right.
And he, like, takes his shirt off and he goes into... His pranks would be, like, he would wear a slight fat suit and he'd ask girls a number and then they would say no, and then he'd take his hoodie off and he's really fit, and
right,
it's like, oh wow, cool.
So edit out the ones that said yes and add in the ones that say no.
Yeah,
yeah,
and like honestly the ultimate tool. But basically he's brought out a video recently where he is drinking other men's semen because apparently it's good for his workout routine. And he sat down with his mate and he's talking, he's like, I'm going to drink my friend here's semen because it's good for my
workout
routine.
Could you imagine? Oh, you're right, mate. Do you mind just wanking off and putting it in a glass for me just so I can get my pre-workout? How do you even have that fucking conversation with a mate?
I would feel so awkward, yeah. But he apparently puts it in his smoothies and stuff,
oh,
and he drinks his pain. It's good
no
to him. But then he did another video a week ago where there's a woman that does the same. She gets semen from men that she knows and she drinks them, but also she puts them on her face as like a facial.
Yeah, apparently putting it on your face is meant to give you clear skin. I mean, I don't know how people have done it to know this, haven't they? It's just fucking weird.
I just think that dude's just a bit in the closet.
Well, I mean,
stuff.
If he's happily willing, happy to
drink his friend's semen, just a little bit, you know, he thinks drinking semen is a good idea.
Yeah, he needs to talk to that guy.
Yeah. Can you, right, here's another one for you. Can you imagine being trapped on a reality TV show and not being able to get out?
What, like Big Brother kind of thing?
Sort of, yeah.
What are you actually asking me to imagine it right now?
Yeah, how do you feel? How would you feel being trapped on a reality show like Big Brother, wanting to leave, but actually not being able to?
Well, absolutely terrified.
Yeah, because that's what's been happening to this Russian man who's trapped on a Chinese reality TV show. And he basically, I found this story the other day. So in Beijing, there's this reality TV show where they make like a boy band or something. They have a certain amount of contestants. All and right. At the end, the winning contestants have to make a boy band together.
Right.
That's it. And basically,
how thrilling.
Yeah, I know. And this Russian guy had made it to the final despite urging fans to vote him off. And he's finally ended after he was finally voted off after nearly 3 months.
Bloody hell.
He's 27 and he was kicked out of the camp last Saturday. Viewers had ignored his pleas to leave and backed him all the way to the final. Basically, what happened was, if he left on his own without being voted out, it would have breached the contract, so he would have been fined a big amount of money. But he really didn't want to be there. So he basically just gave loads of half-assed performances and was like not nice to sort of the other, it wasn't not nice, but just didn't bother with any of the other people. And when they did sort of like diary room bits, he would be like, I don't want to be here, can you please not vote for me, seriously. He was like, I want to go home, like, I'm not joking. And then they would still just vote him in. And so he spent 3 months in this camp that he didn't want to be at.
Why did he apply for it then?
Because I think he thought it was going to be something that it wasn't. So they said he was invited to sign on as a contestant after the directors noticed his good looks. They asked if I would like to try a new life. He appeared to regret his decision almost immediately, but could not leave without breaching his contract.
So did he have to pay a fine when he got voted off the show?
No, because he was voted off properly, so he wouldn't have had to fine.
Oh, right.
So basically, if he walked out of the camp and went home of his own, he would have been fined. But because the public voted him out,
for God's sake, that's a bit fucked, isn't it?
Yeah. He urged the public to vote him out, saying he did not want to be among the 11 winners of the show who are contractually obliged to form a boy band.
Bless him.
Don't love me, you'll get no results, he said on one episode. But that poor guy.
Yeah, that's.
Can you imagine being trapped in a camp? You literally can't leave for 3 months.
I know.
Someone said, one viewer said, don't let him quit. He commented in a video of a dejected looking the guy performing a Russian rap.
See, like, that's the thing. It's like when it gets to a point when it's not funny anymore, it's actually someone's mental health.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. 3 months of somewhere that he really didn't
want to
be in.
Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah, it's dickheady, isn't it?
Poor guy. But well, maybe he should have not applied for it then.
No. But there's some more crappy... Of course, you said that you're not filled in on the news at the moment, but there's some more crappy stuff going on at the moment. Obviously, in more positive COVID news, I think I heard on the radio today that a quarter of people in the UK have gotten their second dose now.
Oh, cool.
And 42-year-olds are now being offered... And 42 and over age group are now being offered the dose, the
oh,
first
right.
dose.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't know why not 40. Don't know why 42. But there you go. But India is having a really crappy time.
Really?
They're such a dense country, and so they're all getting COVID, and it's affecting their lives, like, ridiculously. They don't have the vaccine, sort of like we do. There are people that are committing suicide once they've tested positive.
Oh, my God.
And this article that I saw today, well, Mum suggested that I talk about it, because she found it. Railway employee beheads wife after she tests positive for COVID-19.
Fucking hell. Are you joking?
No. A man in Bahir, India, allegedly beheaded his wife at their residence after she tested positive for coronavirus.
Oh my goodness.
He ended his own life afterwards. A railway employee in Patna, Bahir, allegedly beheaded his wife after she tested positive for COVID-19. The incident took place at the couple's residence apartment in Munachak locality near a police station. The accused was identified as Atul Lal. Lal allegedly murdered his wife Tulika after she tested positive. The accused allegedly jumped off the terrace of his apartment after he murdered his wife.
You've got to be very, like, scared. to do stuff like that, haven't you?
Yeah. I don't know why they felt the need to clarify this, but the next sentence went, both the woman and her husband passed away. So the woman that lost her head and the husband that's jumped off a multi-story building, they passed away. Just thanks for the confirmation. But, Christ. Yeah, so it's not doing well in India at all. I wonder if I can get some figures up. India coronavirus.
I thought you meant the body figures there. No, I was like, Jesus, don't. James.
So the UK has got no surplus vaccines to give to India.
Oh, right.
I don't know if many other countries are. They've got, yeah, deadly corona. We have got the lowest level in more than 6 months the moment. Yeah, so we're doing okay, but obviously other countries are struggling.
Mm.
India's surging COVID crisis poised to engulf heavily populated areas. Yeah, so one thing that my friend Nathan was telling me about today. So you know the world map, the globe?
Yeah.
Some of the countries are actually really bigger or smaller than they look on the map. It's weird.
There's a website that you can do that to see which one's bigger or smaller.
He was telling me exactly that, yeah. But apparently India's a lot bigger than it looks.
Yeah.
And they've got a ridiculous population, like, density. Like, there's so many people in small areas.
I don't know why the map isn't accurate then. It's baffles
me. It's to do with the fact that it's a globe and it's Yeah, apparently the number of suicides during the COVID crisis is expected to rise over there. They're not having a good time.
Bless them.
And, you know, I don't know what to do in that sort of thing. But, I mean,
unfortunately, there's not really much we can do. Like you just said, we haven't got any more supplies for them.
No. Bloody hell, there seems to be a lot of crime in India. In April this year, a woman was allegedly stabbed to death by her husband at a market area of northwest Delhi.
Oh my God, it's all like the couples.
Yeah. The man allegedly bludgeoned his wife in full public view as he suspected that she was having an extramarital affair.
Jesus.
Apparently a video of the incident went viral on social media.
No, thank you.
No, it's not on here.
Okay, obviously. I was
going to
say.
They don't, the new proper news channels
don't actually
show it.
True.
Here's the link. Christ. Okay, well, we'll go a bit more lighthearted, shall we?
Yeah, I think we should slowly dissect onto some... Dissect.
Dissect. I don't think I've got any more tough subjects on this show today. We are burning through the topics, to be fair, but I don't have any more tough subjects.
Yeah, it's like rapid fire episode, isn't it?
So a Canadian town, right?
Yeah.
Have lost their internet. Their internet's gone down.
Mm.
Can you guess what's caused their internet to go down in this Canadian town?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
A bear has gotten stuck.
No.
I don't know.
Close.
Oh, is it?
But no. Yeah, similar sort of thing.
So an animal's gotten it?
Yeah.
A reindeer.
No. You lose. So, a Canadian town has been left without internet or mobile services after a beaver chews through the cable.
A beaver?
Yeah.
Oh, so it is true what happens on those films when they bite for everything.
It's been dubbed a uniquely Canadian turn of events.
That's funny.
About 900 residents of Tumbler Ridge, a small community in the foothills of the British Columbia Rockies, were left without internet over the weekend after a beaver chewed through a crucial fiber cable. So they unlucky for them. We don't have beavers doing that, so we're all right. A very bizarre and uniquely Canadian turn of events. Workers found evidence the beaver had used material from the cables to build its dam. there you go. There's something that we don't have every day.
Yeah.
We don't have beavers doing the things. We barely, to be honest, our wildlife in Britain, it's all right. It's not the best, is it?
No.
Foxes are cool. We don't see badgers unless they're dead. And
I'm glad we don't have those, oh my God, those weird animals they have in America that hide in your little things in your ceiling.
Possums.
Oh, they creep me out.
Really? Their faces are quite creepy, to be fair.
And so do sloths. I can't.
I don't understand this one. And most people that you talk to don't understand either.
I've got some people backing me up here, James.
Yeah, no.
They're creepy as fuck.
They're not. They're fine. They're slow as hell.
They've got long, sharp nails, a creepy face, and yes, they're slow as hell. It is so creepy when they're crawling across the floor really slow
They're never going to do anything.
You don't know that.
One, they're vegetarian.
One, they've got long, sharp nails.
Yeah, but...
And slow people are the most harmful people because you never know when they're coming.
Slow people are the most harmful, are they?
Quote it, yeah.
All right, I'll remember that. Okay. It's just Courtney with James. Well, we've got to go next.
All right. Well, then let's do a cute
play the jingle.
Yeah, a cute little transitional...
Here we go.
...number.
So,
I'm such a good singer.
You say this every single time we play the jingle.
Someone's going to believe it. One day you're going to slip up and go, do you know what, Tegan? It was really good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've been sent some relationship advice today, and there is a woman, right? I teased at the start of the show. I said, you're never going to believe what this woman does when she's horny, right?
Right.
I've already asked twice today
for
you to guess.
Need
so I'm not going to ask you to guess.
You just said I'm never going to believe it. So how would I bloody guess it?
Right. So should I tell my boyfriend that I sneeze when I'm horny? What do you make of that?
Why? Sorry?
She gets super aroused and she sneezes. So
okay, yeah, but like, why wouldn't you tell? Like, why can't you tell your boyfriend that?
Well, she must be embarrassed about it, I assume. Well, we've got some. She's given us a bit of a lowdown.
Go on.
So I have this weird condition where I sneeze when I'm aroused. Yes, it's a real thing. Unfortunately, lots of things can trigger it: dirty thoughts, seeing/experiencing something that turns me on, etc. I have never told anybody about this because why would I?
Well, I mean, yeah, exactly. It doesn't really get brought up, does it?
No, no one would really think that.
How are you when you're horny? Oh, I sneeze.
Literally, I'm going to be sat on trains now. I'm going to see someone sneezing and I'll go like, wee, boner. Just expect
it. What are you thinking about, mate?
Yeah. So, when I first started dating my boyfriend, he was my crush for the longest time. I kept sneezing like crazy. The slightest thing would trigger a ridiculous sneezing fit. I'd just blame it on my allergies. One time we were making out and I sneezed on his face.
Oh no.
No. I still sneeze a lot around him, and a couple of weeks ago he was very concerned and asked me if we should do anything about my allergies. He was Googling about it and even bought some nasal spray. Oh, that's really nice of him.
Oh, bless him.
I wanted to tell him the truth but felt too awkward. I know that it shouldn't be awkward now we're in a relationship, but it still feels like maybe I shouldn't do it. I feel like it's going to be weird.
Like he would love it.
We've been together 3 months.
I feel it's so cute and quirky.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Well, yeah, imagine you're just in the living room and you just hear your girlfriend sneezing upstairs. Like, that's just so funny. Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah. But like, as long as it doesn't get in a way, in the way too much of, like, the lovemaking
stuff.
Well,
I mean, they've all, well, they've already been getting through it for the past, what, 3 years?
Yeah, 3 months.
Oh, three months.
As long as she's not at a party sneezing on other guys.
Yeah, exactly.
The top reply comment just says, bless you.
That's funny. That's funny. I like that.
Someone said, sure, but don't make a big thing of it to the point where he thinks if you're not sneezing, then you're not aroused.
God's sake.
Or that if you sneeze, it has to mean you're aroused.
I wonder how she knew that sneezing meant that she's horny. Like, how did she connect it? Did she, like, go to the doctors?
Well,
or...
you can tell when you're horny, can't you?
Well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah,
but then
and
what?
Then she probably just started sneezing.
Just started linking it together. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
But then, like, I just wonder sometimes if she, like, if she just generally sneezes. I guess only she would know the difference if it's a general sneeze or a horny sneeze.
Apparently it's got a name. It is called honeymoon rhinitis.
Oh, like honeymoon stage.
I guess so, yeah. When you arrived, bless you, it's Gesundheit. Gesundheit, that's like the German way, isn't it? They're saying bless you.
Dunno.
Gesundheit. That's so sweet that he bought you nasal spray. Clearly he cares and is possibly worried, so I think it's okay to tell him. He'll... or be relieved and maybe even happy that you think about him like that. So, do you think you'd be able to cope with it if I sneezed every time, you know? Achoo!
As long, I don't know. It depends. It depends if it's really snotty sneezes or if it's just like a non-snotty sneeze.
I would assume if it's got nothing to do with...
it would just be an air
being
sneeze.
...being a cold, it would just be like an air sneeze.
Yeah.
So it'd be just... Achoo.
Yeah, and nothing would come out. Maybe the odd spitty phlegm thingy.
Yeah.
But
mad.
He wouldn't. If you were like, you know, wiping your fucking boogers on me, I think we've got a bit of an issue.
Yeah. But we've got another one. Now this is one that I might get a bit passionate about. It involves TikTok. It involves an annoying TikTok trend.
Right.
And it's gotten in the way of a relationship here.
Okay.
I hate fucking TikTok trends. Is there, you know...
You don't know. You literally don't. You just don't like the ones that could end up being toxic.
I don't know. You know,
I mean, who does? So obviously some people.
Half of these couple ones that I see, I find quite annoying. These ones where it's like, oh, I'm going to say something that I know would make my boyfriend upset or something and see his reaction. And it's like... cool, it's a fun prank and you're going to say pranked afterwards, but like for that moment you've made him sad, what are you doing? And stuff, you know? Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I just don't agree with it.
Fair enough.
What's the point in torturing your partner for some internet points?
Yeah, but it's like, it's just funny to do something funny sometimes.
No, some of them are all right, but there's some of them where you just like watch, you like, it's
some of them are
far.
Like, yeah, some take it too far, I don't get me wrong. But other ones, they aren't that big of a deal, you know, they'll get upset for like 5 seconds, and then when you say it's a prank, just like, oh, okay, well, that was a bit fucking stupid.
Okay, well then, I want to see what your view is on this one.
Okay.
My girlfriend tried to catch me cheating using a fake number.
Okay.
Right, so I'll give you the lowdown. Right. I got a random text from a local number saying, hey, I'm wondering if you're single yet. I responded saying, no, I'm not. Who's this? And the person wouldn't say. I continued the convo trying to figure out, and then this person kept trying to make things sexual, and then I just ignored it. I went to my girl after and told her if she knows the number and sent her screenshots of the texts. She acted confused and annoyed for a bit, and after half an hour, she admitted it was her. I was confused and pressed her to find out why, and she said it was a TikTok trend, and she did it because she was bored. She also brought up how I followed and liked random girls' selfies on social media and stuff like that, which we thought about and resolved already. Just doesn't sit right with me the way she tried to catch me slipping. I had a feeling it was her when I got the text, but I brushed it off as a paranoid thought. Do I have reason to be bothered by this? What do y'all think?
Well, yeah, because that kind of stems from, does she not trust you then if she's having to do something like that? Because I would see a trend like that, but I wouldn't think about doing it to you because I trust you. So she's obviously seen the trend and gone, oh yeah, that's a good idea. Don't trust him. Let's try and find out.
Yeah.
Then pussied out after about half an hour because she felt bad. And now obviously it's ended up in a breakup.
Yep. Well, maybe in a breakup, we don't know.
Right.
But someone has said that this thing is what's called a shit test. Now, a shit test should always end in a breakup. If you fail, they break up with you. If you pass, you break up with them.
Ah.
That's why it's called the shit test. Which, you know, to be honest, fair. Like, if you said to me, well, if this thing happened to me, if I was getting texts from a randomer, I'd come to you and be like, who's this random? You'd be like, lol, it was me, just checking if you're cheating. I'd just be like, well, you know, you don't trust me. This is out of order, what you're doing. Have a very long conversation about that. And to be fair, if this guy broke up with her, I would, you know, I would completely understand.
Would you?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. Well, what do you think?
No, yeah, I get it too.
Okay.
Like I said, it's obviously because of the lack of trust that she's decided to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I've got a couple more. Some of these are quite juicy. The first one, this one. My stepdaughter, who's 18, who still lives with my wife and me, sent a random text to me saying, do you know how many times I've gotten off thinking about you?
What the hell?
When confronted, she said it was meant for someone else. My wife ultimately believes her, but should I?
Oh, that's so awkward.
Mm-hmm. This happened mid-morning a week ago when I was working from home, as usual since the pandemic started, and my stepdaughter, who is a serious night owl / late riser and still lives with us while going to community college, was in her bedroom, supposedly still asleep. My wife was working at her office, so it was just my stepdaughter and me home alone. After I saw the message, I almost immediately left the house to continue working from Starbucks, and then I told my wife about the message. That evening, my wife asked my stepdaughter about it, and she said that it was meant for someone else who she refused to identify. Until this incident, my stepdaughter had not mentioned that she currently had a boyfriend or significant other, so this someone else was news to us. What do you think so far?
Well, I mean, it's a bit ballsy if it is meant for the stepdad.
Yeah, possibly ruining her own mum's marriage.
Why would she think that the stepdad's going to go, oh, right, yeah, brilliant, okay, see you later. Off I go with the stepdaughter. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, and
also, but also at the same time, in her defence, parents don't always have to know straight away when you start talking to someone.
No.
And like, if she hasn't got a boyfriend yet, that says it all. Maybe she won't tell them until she does have a boyfriend. And she can send whatever bloody raunchy text she wants to a guy, whether it's her boyfriend or not.
Of course she can, but obviously not to her stepdad.
Yeah, not to her stepdad.
Yeah.
But, so it could be completely innocent.
Mm.
But then at the same time, it could not be innocent at the same time, do you know what I mean?
Well, after more Q&A, my wife ultimately believes her story. I'm not so sure, but maybe I'm being biased because the message was directed at me and seriously unsettled me. Nothing weird has happened since then, and all seems normal just as it was. I work from home, wife works from her office, and my stepdaughter sleeps until like noon, till she goes to class or does whatever. As a little more background regarding my apprehension, my stepdaughter has sometimes struggled and still struggles with male abandonment issues due to her father literally leaving, never to be found again, when she was 4 years old. I married my wife 10 years ago when my stepdaughter was 8 years old. A few times in junior high, my stepdaughter voiced curiosity about the specifics of not only sex in general, but also my wife and my sex life. Definitely awkward, but reasonable enough, we supposed. She also consistently compliments my personal self, such as my hair, clothes, laugh, thoughtfulness, etc. Noticeably more than most children do of their parents, but she has always done that for as long as I can remember.
Mm.
So what do we think?
I don't know. I don't want to think it is any more than an accident, because it's just completely wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, someone said, I was in the middle of sexting my GF at the time and accidentally sent it to a guy in the band I was in at the time. It was very graphic. This shit happens, man. Sometimes you're focused on other things and you don't pay full attention. Hopefully that's what it is in your case.
I mean, I personally have never done it, and I never get how people do it, because you always read the contact you're on.
Yeah.
I don't see how you end up sending it to someone person. It doesn't make sense to me. Mm. Especially if they're the complete wrong name.
Yeah.
Like, if you were messaging like loads of different people at one time, then maybe.
Mm.
But still, I just don't.
Yeah, you just got to be careful.
You do.
And I mean, to be honest, if you're ever sending messages like that, surely you would be more aware.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
I mean.
Of
who you're sending it to. But still, what's good about this situation is, you know, the dad seems so vehemently repulsed and against this that obviously it's easy for him to just put a stop to anything that happens, you know. It doesn't sound like it's going to be some of those situations where him and the stepdaughter run away, you know. So,
Yeah.
Lucky family situation. But
guess hopefully they come back with an update. That'd be good.
Yeah, I'm trying to see, but I don't think they have done an update. We've got we've gotten Am I the Arsehole here that's a bit well, I want you to decide if you're the arsehole. You give the court case verdict on this one, okay?
Alright.
Am I the arsehole for having a wedding which will outshine my sister's? I'm 28 and I'm planning to get married next year. This is a man that's saying this. He's a male, 28. My sister, 27, has been engaged for 3 years and has been saving up money for her wedding. She and her husband work in public sector jobs as school counsellors and make about 80k a year together.
That makes no sense.
Why?
Her and her husband, even though she's saving up for a wedding.
Okay, so will be husband. Oh, good point. I saw that. Yeah, fiancé then, I suppose. Yeah. Work in public sector jobs. They earn about 80k a year. After a lot of hard work saving, she now has a budget for 10,000 for her wedding. She's planning to have a wedding in a small hall and have food and drinks provided. So that's great and all. We were discussing about the wedding plans. Then it came to my turn. My fiancé and I make around 500k a year. And she wants to have an extravagant wedding. I have no problem as it's a one-time thing and I think it would be cool to have a nice extravagant wedding. My fiancé's family are also pretty wealthy. Our guest list would be including a couple of CEOs and director status people.
Oh, sorry to slide that in there, dick.
So an expensive wedding is kind of expected. Yeah, that's what I don't... Like, that's one thing that I don't... From a personal experience here, I want to talk about something from my personal life that I... never understood. No, nothing too big, but anyway, I went to a family funeral once, okay? And someone at that funeral invited two people from his work.
Oh.
And I never understood that. I was like, why do you need two
especially
people from your work?
Especially if they're not close with the person who's passed away.
Yeah, they did not know the person that passed away.
The fuck?
Yeah, it was very, very strange. And I was like, I don't get that. Is that a thing that happens a lot?
That's
and it's
really
like,
odd.
Like for this thing, the CEOs and director status people that come in, are they coming because they, you know, appreciate the couple? Or are they coming because of some weird work sucky uppy thing?
It's weird, isn't it?
But yeah, I found that very strange. But, you know. So when my parents wanted to talk about my wedding, just went along with it. Now, my sister knew we would have a more expensive wedding, except she didn't realise how much more expensive it would be. My sister suggested some locations, but I told her the one we picked out is our state's most prominent ballroom manor where celebs have had functions.
Oh, he's sliding all those in, isn't he?
Yeah, my sister was pretty shocked. I then told her it was going to be a breeze because we had a wedding plan. They'd hired a wedding planner and they'd given us some amazing ideas. I told them about the amazing food and how we were going to have a Thai station and how we were going to have an amazing DJ and that our invitations would be laced in gold.
Bloody hell.
I said a few other things. I was pretty proud of myself.
He is a dick.
Yeah, it was going to be a wedding no one would forget. My parents were a bit stunned and asked how much it would cost. We estimate the whole thing would be 80,000 to 90,000, but I told them that my fiance's parents would cover half of it. They insisted. After that, I went to go grab a drink, and when I came back, my sister was crying. She began yelling at me for trying to outshine her and how her wedding has become a joke. Now people would call her the sister of the guy with the amazing wedding. She felt like she had been slapped in the face because I never wanted a grand wedding and I'm all of a sudden pulling out one. I was pretty upset she wasn't happy for me because I was pretty happy for her and said her jealousy was showing. She proceeded to call me an arsehole and ran away. My mother said to leave my sister alone. I think he's the arsehole.
I think the way he's acting is... as being an arsehole, but I don't think him having a wedding like that makes him an arsehole.
No, if he'd have come round, because he understands that her sister's wedding is very, very cheap because they don't earn much money. If he'd have come round and been like, yeah, well, her family's, my fiance's family's quite well off.
Yeah, I'm fortunate enough to be able to have a really nice wedding.
Yeah.
I'll try and get something sorted for you instead of going, this is getting done for
me. Yeah, coming around going, I'm having this big budget wedding. My invitations are going to be laced with gold.
Yeah. See, that's a dickhead thing to do. But not the situation that isn't a dickhead thing. But the fact that he then in that essay goes, I was quite proud of myself, just proves that he doesn't realise he's a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, someone put, I honestly don't care whether the poster is an arse or not. They just sound incredibly insufferable.
Yeah.
Which is so true. We could give out goodie bags with iPhones in them to everyone at the wedding.
Fucking stupid.
Shit like that. Fuck I hate bridezillas as well. This guy sounds like a groomzilla.
He does, doesn't he?
I bloody hate it, but I'm glad you thought it was the arsehole. Because, you know, a lot of girls are very sort of wedding obsessed, and I wanted to know what you're...
Well, yeah, the way that he's acting is an arsehole, but the wedding isn't being...
No, no, you can have an... If you can afford it, you can have as expensive a wedding as you want. And just don't rub it in people's faces.
Yeah, exactly. Don't hold back just because somebody else can't afford it. Like, it's your day, do whatever you want. Just don't be a dickhead about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
That's
that.
A good verdict. Thanks. Have an expensive wedding you want, but don't be a dick about it. That's the court case verdict, and that's a good place to end the show.
I think so too.
It's been a chocked full sort of episode today. Had a couple laughs, couple goofs, couple gaffs. To next week's episode is going to be quite a serious one, but it's going to be an extremely interesting one.
Yeah,
hopefully.
I'm
so excited. I was messaging Jeffrey yesterday and we've sorted it all out, so going to be recording very soon, and I really hope you guys all listen in. So please keep an eye on the socials, particularly the Instagram at Court Case Podcast and our website, which is courtcasepodcast.com, for all of the information on that and to listen to our shows. And keep supporting us, guys, because we're loving the support that you give us, and we can't wait for you guys to listen next week.
Bye.
See you later, guys.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.